Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is going to be a great week. Monday, fun day, all day today. Just a great time.
Honey.
That's right. And then starting Wednesday, our national contest where we give you money.
Starts
back up. It's 11K a day. 11 chances to win a grand. Oh, so good. Make sure to listen starting on Monday. Do we know what hour that's starting in? Is that like a 7 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning? Or we don't know.
Let me check on that.
Yeah, let's find out. Mm-hmm. We got to get that money to the people.
That's right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any videos or links we mention on the air. It's a great resource.
It's delightful
to find out, you know, more info on this, right, on the doings and the stories we've done and more.
And sometimes we even go live on there. Like last week we did a whole segment on there.
Oh, right. All right. So here's what's happening. First of all, the weather's going to be perfect today. Super sunny. It's bright, shiny out, and about in the 70s. So perfect day ahead. Also, this week is either you're already out or there's graduations, there's promotions, there's school is out for the summer any minute now if it isn't already. So I hope you all have a killer summer, bro.
And then you go back to school.
Right. And then
to
the
actual
fall.
School. That would
right.
be so great.
It's been a rough year, no question. So and for those seniors who lost their whole year, I'm sorry for that, but you know, make up for it next year in college.
All right.
Get in there and have a great time.
Or just do an extra year of college. Whatever, you know, if you missed out on your college graduation, who doesn't want to go for another year? Come on.
Right. Something
pile
like
it
that.
On.
Sure. I'll do this story real quick. It's, you know, I think it's interesting that here we are suddenly finding ourselves in a pandemic. The marriage season is usually spring into summer. Yeah. And part of fall, and that's when, you know, that business is huge.
Booming.
Right. I mean, there is the well, everything. The everything that comes off it. You don't need me to tell you. But because of the pandemic, so many people canceled their weddings, postponed. In many cases, they canceled the whole thing. Some people went ahead with some kind of small ceremony legally binding them together, right, but waited on the party. And this summer expects to be its comeback. They say the wedding industry as a whole saw a 34% decline in revenue, but they say that would have been way worse if those businesses didn't either A, already have your money, or B, get some more money out of you for a date in the future.
Right.
So they were able to hold on to some of their revenue that way. But this will be the first sort of spring back, and they expect it to be booming.
It's going to
be. They expect a huge increase in weddings, and people are already saying that it's possible it'll be the biggest wedding year ever. I don't see that myself because I still think we're in this. And I think enough people were thrown off that sort of that cycle.
Right. So maybe next year, there'll probably be a lot because a lot of people are like, look, we're finally doing this. But then next year is going to be because people who hadn't planned it and are going to wait through this season. Our anniversary was Saturday. And I
saw the picture you posted.
Just little kids.
Cute, you know? As a button.
And I can't tell you how many, like tons of comments. And people were like, going to a wedding today. My daughter's getting married today. Like there were so many people who were like, this is, we're getting married this month. Like there are a lot of weddings right now. It's crazy.
Well, the people from something called The Knot, as in tying the knot. Mm-hmm. They say it's going to be the biggest season ever because not only did people have to put off their weddings last year, but people also want to get the heck out of their house. And so on top of there being a lot of people, you know, getting married finally after a year off, there'll be people who are showing up and ready to go. Let's
party. I would love to.
Right. So anyway, congratulations. I hope that you all have a great time and it's totally worth it.
I agree. I was thought there was maybe another part to that sentence.
No.
I mean, you're about to celebrate your 2-year anniversary.
Am I?
Yep.
15 winners were selected at random by Governor Gavin Newsom last Friday morning. I don't know if they've reached out to everyone who won yet, but this is the vaccine lottery, everybody. There were 3 winners in Santa Clara County, 2 in San Francisco County, and let me see here, 1 in Alameda County. So, and they're all over the state, but these are people who got vaccinated and they won $50,000 each.
Oh, damn.
That's a nice win.
Isn't there a $1 million winner somewhere?
There's supposed to be. Yes, there's going to be a big payout for some lucky person. I imagine they're holding that big prize out until they get a number they like in terms of people who vaccinated, right?
Well, sure. It would make sense to hold
that.
You
give the million out right away, and then what?
Then people go, all right, what else you got?
Yeah, you got another mill?
What are the big prizes?
I'm holding out for the mill.
Right.
Anyway, it's nice to know the vaccine is happening and that people are getting it done and that the vaccine lottery may have helped.
Well, I'm sure it helps to some degree. I mean, there's a lottery that you can enter for free. It's free.
Right.
Go get it.
I think that this is funny because we know Bryn had a little something going on. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. I've lost track of time completely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they say, people think there's a new virus circulating. They're talking about a mystery illness on TikTok that's going around. It's not allergies. And it's not nearly as bad as COVID or even the flu. They say symptoms last a few days. Stuffy nose, cough, sore throat. They say, if this sounds familiar, you've caught the cold. The common cold is still a thing. And for those of you out there.
It's just none of us has had one in a year and a half. My kid has a cold right now. And he's losing his mind.
Yeah, start freaking like, out.
He went and got COVID tested. He's wearing a mask around. He goes, I don't want you guys to get this thing. Boy, this sucks. I'm like, it's a cold, hun.
Right.
It's your,
that's,
you know.
So then that's.
Stuffy nose.
There's an example of why this story's now out there and circulating. They say people
so
who've
funny.
Been masked up and socially distanced and are worried about coronavirus have completely forgotten about something known as the common cold.
Yeah.
It's going like around.
We could have got rid of that during this whole thing.
Don't
Why
be alarmed.
Is that
you know
back?
What? I actually have a story that I should have pulled out, but it's about the flu and how us being masked up for a full year has actually eliminated some of the flu strains.
Oh, that's
not
great.
The flu entirely,
right?
But they say that this upcoming flu season, this fall, that they think the vaccine will be better than ever for the flu because there's less
fewer strains of it, right?
Fewer strains of it, exactly.
That's great. See, there's some silver linings, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
All right, so the common cold, it's back, everyone.
Hooray.
Don't worry. You're going to be
okay.
It's
just a cold. You'll be fine.
Right.
It's like the old days again.
Take some days.
Which one of your kids got it? Was it Berkeley?
Yeah, the older one. And he's so mad because he said he rode in a car with someone who sneezed in the front seat. And he's like, oh, my God, we were all vaccinated and that person sneezed. And that's where I got it from. And
so he'd taken his mask off.
Yeah, they were all vaccinated. So they didn't have their masks on. They were together. He goes, that guy sneezed and I heard him sniffling. I'm like, he's got a cold. People have colds. It's fine.
Yeah, happens.
It actually really wiped him out, though. He was pretty... I guess our bodies just aren't used to being sick after a year and a half.
Well, look, you know what's actually true is the cold does suck. the common cold. Mm-hmm. There's nothing great about it. It's not fun. It sucks.
Well, Bryn found out the wonders of DayQuil when it all happened. He had it last week.
Well, I assumed that I had allergies because I do have a lot of right now with all the pollen in the air too. It's crazy. So I figure I still have it. I Thank still what? Have these sneeze attacks every day.
Well, those probably are allergies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was all stuffy. I'm like, you've got a cold. Go take a DayQuil, fool.
It can't be.
That's funny. So these I haven't seen them yet. I haven't even thought to buy one yet, but I do sort of have it on my to-do list. These new Apple trackers are just another device. There's plenty of them out there. There's the Tile and now the Apple Tracker, and there's probably many others. I don't know all the name brands, but these tracking devices are something to help you keep your wallet from getting lost, or your keys
Drop
from getting
there,
lost,
right.
or you put them on the remote if that's something that seems to keep disappearing in your house.
I want
whatever
put
it may
cats.
Be.
Mm-hmm. You know, if my cat's gone, I can find it.
Oh,
right.
All right. Yeah. Well, these Apple trackers are just the newest and latest addition to what's been considered a sketchy little piece of equipment.
Oh,
because of
okay.
course these could be used as trackers, like
you could
as
drop
in stocking
one in your girlfriend's
trackers.
Car. Right.
Right. And there's the article I'm reading is exactly starts with a story just like that. This woman
really?
Says, my ex asked me why I was at the courthouse today. And I was like, what are you following me? And she then took her car in and had someone check it. And the person found a tracking device on it. And it's hard to, you know, nail that to somebody, even if they do expose themselves as having known where you've been. How do you bust someone for that?
Right.
And even if you do, if nothing's happened, that's one of the most tragic things about stalking is there's very little that can be done until they hurt you.
Right.
Oh, great.
Well, maybe if you had a restraining order of some kind against someone and then you found out there was a tracking device, maybe, and mm-hmm. they had revealed, I know you went to the courthouse. Well, how did you know that? Obviously, and I found a tracking device in my car. They could link that up. But yeah, I mean,
sure.
It'd be hard to prove.
Well, for these Tiles, I wonder if there's a way they can reverse engineer it and like get this tracker and see who it's registered to.
Oh, that, sure. I bet you they could.
That might be, there's probably protect. I don't know how
right,
all that
knows,
works.
Privacy.
But Apple has released its new AirTags, the coin-sized $30 wireless device, the company says, are a super easy way to keep track of your stuff. And your stuff shouldn't include your ex-wife. That's
right.
not your stuff.
Other humans who are not consenting to this, probably not.
They worry that these devices and they can enable stalkers. And so Apple, just last week, pledged to update its device to boost privacy. Now, apparently, the AirTag will spit out an audible tone whenever separated from the device owner for more than 8 hours.
Oh,
so you'll hear a beep of some kind. Now, I don't know if that's enough for you to notice it if it were somehow taped to the outside of your car.
Right, right.
If you're driving down the road, I don't know that you're going to hear that. But it's nice to see that they're putting more effort into it. They
that's
say
great,
originally
though.
This device was going to make that sound after 3 days. So, I don't know.
And you're not wrong. I mean, if you put that into one of those little key... You know, those little hide-a-key things, the magnetic thing, if you dropped it in there and put it underneath someone's car, I doubt they'd hear it.
Right. So anyway, they're working on it becoming less usable for crimes.
Nefarious purposes, right.
Right. But it's still something that even they say here that some private investigator was busted for putting trackers on a person's car. And they got a $293 fine. The
oh,
end.
Geez. Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
So, you know, that's not exactly the end of anybody's world.
Right, no.
I don't know. I want
I'm sure
them
he charged
for...
it to a client, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I want them guy. For my car keys. I would like that.
Yeah. Or from, you but, know, you wallet. Know. You drop one in your purse. I think that's all good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, people love their dogs.
They do.
This is from Google Trends. They say these are the dogs that are being Googled most. Which
like to
breed
get a
is
new
biggest?
Breed. Okay.
Bulldogs are being searched the most by 10 different states. Bulldogs
are cool.
They are cool, and you know, they have breathing problems and other issues. But yes, I agree. They are.
I like boxers
really cool
too.
Dogs.
Short hair and
something
cute.
Called a Havanese.
Oh, Havanese.
Havanese.
Is that one of those giant dogs?
No, it's a no. That's something else.
Okay,
you're thinking of the big white ones. I forget what those Pyrenees is. I think
Pyrenees,
what they're called.
Yeah, Great Pyrenees. That is what.
Havanese are little chicken dogs from Cuba.
Oh goodness, is that a Havanese you're showing us right here? They're actually furrier than I would have thought. Mm-hmm. They look like Shih Tzu or something.
Cuban national dog, right there.
Oh, Havanese.
And they, you know,
like
I read about them.
Havana. Got it.
And, right, there you go. I read about them, and they, from all of their traits, they seem like a delight.
They're so cute.
They are cute.
Look at that little puppy. Mm-hmm. Come here, you good puppy. Who's a good dog?
Havanese are most popular in 5 states, including New York, New Jersey, Idaho, Michigan, and Nebraska, everyone. Nebraska. 4 breeds got...
Not that one. God.
Okay, I was checking. There you go. Thank you. I had to check, and it turns out he's still doing it to us. So, all right. Other honorable mention dogs being searched on Google: Cocker Spaniels, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, Greyhounds.
Oh.
All popular dog brands, if you will.
Brands.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. Okay. LOL, I had a stalker and ended getting shanked a few times because of it. Turns out having a stalker is a bit inconvenient.
They lolled that?
Yeah, they
got
stabbed? LOL'd that. That's clearly the understatement of the day.
So they're just trying to be funny, I guess.
I don't know if they're being funny or if that happened to them. And it's, look, I got stalked. I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but the bottom line becomes when you go to the police essentially say, there isn't anything we can do. First of all, you don't even know who this person is. Second of all, even if we knew, what are we going to do? Follow them?
Yeah.
You could put a restraining order on them. What will that do?
Right.
So it's really like you find yourself going, oh my God. I'm just going to be a victim here. That's all there is to it. Great. Super. What's the range on those tile things? I wouldn't think it's too small to... I would think it's way too small to stalk someone. I don't know, man.
No, I think that they're like on the...
Like a network.
The net. Right.
Yeah.
You can... It's like find my phone. It's right. Like... It's...
Mm-hmm. I got some of these fans from Dyson... Where they purify the air and also will blow, you know, cool air.
Mm-hmm.
You can control them from an app wherever you are. Like,
right.
That stuff really is easily used long distance, no problem. It's come a long way.
Right.
I know it's not the tracker device exactly, but it's yet again another example of...
Still, something you can contact from wherever you are.
Technology.
The network.
Follow up on that stalking one. They texted in saying that actually did happen. I'll love to tell the story.
Oh.
But why'd you LOL?
Yeah. I guess time plus tragedy equals comedy. Get their number. Maybe we should have them on the Secret Show.
All right, I'll text them right now.
All right, I'm going to jot them down on my Secret Show topics thing.
So
person who was stalked and shanked.
Oh.
Hilarious.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Mariah and Jay-Z have broken up, and Amazon Prime Day has some musical surprises.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.